Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to a special edition of Clan Chat, more of a clan update, if you will. Maybe a little bit overdue, but we've been kind of busy. Aaron Murphy alongside Jerry McLaughlin, the commercial director of the Glasgow Clan. And Jerry, you and I really enjoyed special guests on Sunday. Let's talk about a super Sunday, a St. Andrew's Sunday, and Clan Adonia were in the building.
Do you know what? It was such a good event on Sunday, wasn't it? I think when you look back over the years, Sunday nights have actually been quite a hard sell for the club. It can be tricky for families and stuff like that. It can be quite an awkward day with people. But what a brilliant attendance, like 3,200 roughly, I think it was. We had the St. Andrew's special edition jerseys. We had Clan Adonia playing, which was fantastic. And obviously we got a great result despite the adversity that the team's been facing at the moment. It's just a list keeps getting added on. But that's hockey, and they managed to find their way through it, and it's a great bounce-back game as well, wasn't it? It just felt like everything was kind of alive and kicking on Sunday. Really good atmosphere.
Yeah, and important to note, things like Clan Adonia and the pyro and all that, these are all things that the new owner, Michael O'Rourke, he wants people to come to the building and enjoy themselves, and no better time to kick off. I think Clan Adonia are going to come to two or three more games as well, but we wanted to start it off with the St. Andrew's Sunday, and you mentioned the great attendance as well. Big overtime goal from Jake Bolton. Let's talk about a couple of updates from a business side before we get into the hockey operations side. I mean, things like scoreboards and you know, the new lounge downstairs, the new dress room, stuff like that, Jerry.
Yeah, I think the big update, the one that everyone's looking forward to, is the big screen coming in. That's something we've been really excited about. And I know Mickey wanted to kind of make an impact, doesn't he, as quickly as possible. And we've seen that with the Clansman Lounge, VIP hospitality. That's going to keep on improving. We have got a big screen going in there. I think it should be in for the weekend. But it's been great seeing people using that for their upgrades. And the fist bump zone's gone down great. I know Mark Brooks, the league commercial, head of commercial for the league, was very impressed with it. So it's nice that we're doing things that other people haven't done yet. And we're getting the support from the ownership to do that. The big screen's the big ticket one. It's just been really, really tricky getting the practicalities in. Screens are bought. The rigging and the infrastructure, the actual framework is bought, but it's still in Belgium. We're just waiting for the building warrant to finally go through. And just with the situation that we're in, with us being a building in a building with the shopping centre, we've got other kind of things that we need to kind of, other boxes we need to tick before we can get stuff done. It means we can't always move as quickly as we'd like. But look, it's going to get there. It feels a lot like season one, Murph. I've got to say, it feels like a season one for the club. And once we've got these things in place, then they're going to be there. So we won't have to kind of go through this again. So our latest timescale is end of Jan, early February for the big screen. It's been really frustrating, but just in terms of getting the infrastructure in for it, it's been quite a project, but we're nearly there.
This is a long-term project for the ownership. I mean, 20-odd years, something like that. I mean, you talk about how you build culture, right? And that scoreboard, once it's in, it will be in. The new dress room is as good as any, probably one of the best dress rooms in the league, according to the players. So that's in, the fist bumps on all those things. And like, as you mentioned, that's been improved.
Ice bath, is an ice bath in for the players now as well? Am I right?
Yes, the hot and cold tubs are in. So
which is why
I know that
the players are taking a little bit longer coming out for the the jersey.
Well, I know Big Red, our equipment manager, was one of the first ones in. And Jason Morgan tells a story of walking in one morning and there's Red getting out of the hot tub. And I don't know if Coach Morgan's gotten over that just yet, but hopefully he's okay. Let's talk about that as well.
Here. Come on,
yeah,
in,
I know he's not true. I know he's there, yeah. he's not happy with the Newcastle result last night, so I don't want to pick at him too much. But if you look at it as well, I mean, these things don't happen without the support of ownership, and they don't happen overnight. So some things are taking a little bit long, like the scoreboard. But once they're in, they're there for the foreseeable future. And that includes sort of betting in and letting new coaches and new players adjust to the league. And I want to talk about a little bit. Last year, 0-6, we were out of the cup, 0-18 to start the season. Right now, we're through to the quarterfinals in the cup, and we're also 4 points out of first place. And we've had a little bit of negativity, and I don't understand that quite frankly, but there's a lot of positives off the ice as well.
Do you know what? Do you want, Murph? Like, I kind of get it. Like, it's not in my nature, I'll be honest, to kind of look at the glasses half empty type stuff. That's just not in my nature. But at the same time, I do understand that the fan base here has kind of been through the ringer, you know, especially the last few years, and it feels it. And there's always been a kind of sense of hope. I remember when we took over the building here, there was a real sense of hope, and it was a massive jump forward for the organization. But we suddenly became this much bigger organization. And then things kind of felt like it maybe kind of floundered. So you've probably got that little bit of frustration online where people are just like, we're hoping for so much to move forward, and it just doesn't seem to be happening as quickly as we'd like. But I think you're right there. But when you look back and you go like, well, this time last year, I hadn't won a game, you know, and we're through in the Challenge Cup, you know, albeit, you know, there's been some frustrating overtime losses and stuff like that. But when you start to analyse it, I know some people might go, we're only 5 points off bottom. But like I said, we are only 4 points off top. And you're like, the league's got incredible parity. You're like, that's everyone loves that. You know, like, we want to win all the games, but everyone wants a competitive and exciting league. And we've got that. And then we've got the things that are difficult to get sorted, like the power play is clicking, is doing well. And I don't know what your take on this is, Murph, but I kind of look at it, and I think the one thing that the Clan doesn't have that some of the traditional top teams have got in the league is a bit of continuity. And that's where you're, you know, what you're alluding to there as well. You're like, we need to kind of get our DNA together here on the ice, the way that we play. There's some fantastic players at the club at the moment. People that have been back, we've got a bit of retention. I think we need more of that. And it's always hit and miss, little bits here and there, little tweaks need to happen. But I really don't think we're a million miles off. And we're now in a position where we can do things that the top teams in the elite league are able to do.
We are the number one power play. We're a top four penalty kill. We're a top three face-off team. Mike Pelech is tied for the league lead in points. Yeah. Pelech is tied for the league lead in power play goals. Nate Callan is fourth in defenseman scoring. Hayden and Pelech, 6 goals. That's tied for fourth. So there's so many things that are hard to get right that are going right now. And we know we've had to adjust on the back end. That's why we brought in Alex Roach. So people who think we're not trying to improve and trying to figure things out, Alex Roach is a testament. I mean, there's a guy that's played in the DEL, and he's come in, and he made a big play in overtime the other night, and he made a big play in the third period. We might not have won that game if it wasn't for Alex Roach. So there's a lot of positive signs when you look at what we've done to try and bring guys in.
Do you know, and there's I know we don't like to single kind of guys out and stuff, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think for me, Mike Pelech has been unbelievable this season. I think you say every game, but every shift, he's really kind of led by example. And you said the face-offs there, really great to see. And there is, I mean, God, it's so tempting when you start thinking about players there. And I'm going to mention Dyson Stevenson as well as a leader. You're like, we've got some really good personnel, both on the ice and off the ice. I think I really loved Morgie's interview after the game on Sunday. I think Morgie is not going to be one of these coaches, as we've seen, that's going to be shouting and remonstrating with the players on the bench. And like from talking to him, and I know you've had the same chat with him as well, some coaches like to do that. And sometimes it's more for the fan base, let's be honest. If you've got
a lot of theatrics for that. Team,
yeah, well, I mean, look, Morgie's got a very good relationship with his team, you know, and he knows how to get the best out of him from his perspective, how he likes to do it. Some of the shouting and the theatrics on the bench is more for the fan base, which is important as well, by the way. The fan base need to know that you're connected. But I think Morgie showed that with his interview on Sunday there. And, you know, it's not so much, you know, points, and we're very close with everyone else. But in terms of, there's just been a couple of games where the manner in which we've lost has been more than disappointing. And I think he stressed that there. And it's a fine balance. But I think he's got the team bought in. He knows what he wants. And personally, from my experience, he's been a brilliant guy to work with. He's been really great to be around. Found, Murph, I'm going to flip the interview around.
Well, no, the folks that want him maybe throwing sticks onto the ice and kicking the Gatorade cooler over aren't going to get that. He's a professional. I mean, the guy played in the NHL. He knows how to get the most out of that room. I do know that some of the things that maybe these fans would like to see in a post game those things are happening behind closed doors, and so be it. It will stay that way. So that's the way it is, and we accept that, I appreciate that.
I do understand that, don't you? I mean, look, we're hockey fans as well, right? You and I, you want to know, don't you? You want to know that someone is at least as passionate as you are about it. And sometimes it's hard to get that across professionally. Like, you know, from a club perspective, you kind of respond to absolutely everything online. Things aren't as they appear sometimes.
Yeah. Don't believe everything. Don't believe everything you hear on a hot mic, or don't believe that maybe someone's, not been told what they've elaborated on because they're trying to impress somebody. But look, that's by the by. I don't live my life on social media. I just want our fans to know that the coaching staff, both coaches, the backroom staff, Gareth, yourself, Christine, Kirsty Rogers down working on all the broken bodies, everyone cares and everyone is dialed in. Everyone is excited about this new project. So in saying that, I'll give a very transparent update on some of the issues we've been having. There's been a sickness that's ripped through the team that's absolutely unbelievable. You actually had it yourself. I'm hoping you didn't cause this, Jerry, but there's been a virus that's gone through. And you actually, one of the times I was over, you actually couldn't come to the building. You were so sick.
Oh my
We've
gosh.
Got guys playing professional hockey with this virus. So to get points in some of the games we have has been a minor miracle. We brought Reed Petrick in, 200 AHL games, to be a cover for the likes of Combs and Barry. You couldn't believe it. Barry comes in. He's back now, but he comes in as injury cover and is in emergency surgery within 3 days. Reed Petrick is now out. I'm told he's day-to-day from Kirsty, but let's hope he's back soon, because that's a big one. Ryan Harrison, we know he's a tough player, but he's got an injury that's day-to-day, and we want to make sure, because Ryan is a physical player, you got to make sure he's okay. Philippe Sanche, we know the broken leg, that's not ideal, but he is, he's on schedule for as well as it can be. And Charlie Combs, this is an important one. We brought over a return-to-play specialist from Canada, and this is full credit to Jeff Batta. This is a colleague of his from the past. And John is over. We've put him in the hotel and everything. He's close to the arena, and he's working with Charlie Combs daily. And he takes what Kirsty's done, all the good work that our medical team has done to get Charlie in a position to think about playing. He goes through specific drills that are hockey drills that'll allow Charlie to come back and be 100%, as opposed to coming back and having a hiccup. So that's a very transparent update. And again, I'm not going to answer those things on Twitter, and I'm not going to talk about let's fire everyone on Twitter. We're not firing anybody. We're trying to move ahead, and we're trying to build a culture here. And that culture is treating our players in a way like Charlie's being treated with this specialist being brought over. And being honest, you give an update on the scoreboard. All of these things are built with the future and building a culture and a core in mind.
Yeah, no, it's look, see, when you list it like that as well, Murph, you see like the numbers. I mean, look, here's the interesting thing is, like, adversity is normal. You're supposed to come up against some adversity, and it's how you react to it. And when you look at it like that, the context of the adversity is also important. You're like, that is quite a lot to get through. And the teams, and that actually makes that Sunday result look a heck of a lot better. I know Manchester played a few games in the lead up to it, but to come out with that result, I would have liked it to have not gone to overtime. I think we all would have done. I think the team played well enough to deserve that, but you know what, they got it done. And you know, a couple of months prior, we weren't winning in overtime. Now you've had that little push across. I'm really positive about it. I just want to see Charlie Combs on the ice as well, at the same time as Sanche, at the same time as Pelic and Petrick, everyone out there at the same time. I really want to see what the team's capable of. But look, there's plenty of talent in that team, and I think we've yet to see the best. We've every reason to be very positive.
And maybe we should have done this a few weeks ago, but while some people, and it's a small minority, because we know 99.9% of our fans, because I talked to some of them at the jersey auction on Sunday, are absolutely delighted about the improvements and delighted about the way things are sort of going like this, and that there's a vision for the future and not just today, if you will. And so when you look at it like that, you have to be positive. But maybe we should have done this a few weeks ago. But when people are that small minorities yelling and calling for heads to roll, we're trying to find an Alex Roach. We're trying to figure out what's going on with the scoreboard. We're trying to find an apartment for Alex Roach. We're trying to figure out how that all works within our business and within our hockey club. So everyone who thinks we're not doing something and we're not answering on social media, it's probably because we're pretty busy trying to find a guy like Alex Roach who played, you know, in the DEL.
Do you know what I'd say that with that as well, Murphy? It's like I was saying, look, people are definitely entitled to their opinions. We know that. And
100%.
And there's nothing wrong with holding management to account and what have you, because what I would say is the worst thing would be if people didn't care at all. Ambivalence 100%. Would absolutely kill this club, and the fan base has been incredible. We've been building steadily. The club's been building steadily. Now the organization is such a bigger organization now than it ever could be. And I know from chatting with Mickey, Mickey's brought you in to be his guy, to be his eyes and ears, to see what's going on here. He's passionate about it, but he knows himself. He's got his own empire in the background that he's having to run, but he's very passionate about this project. And I think that's exciting for us. We're part of something a lot bigger now.
Yeah. And it's what we need. The proof is in the pudding. Mickey's been to 4 games in Glasgow. One of them, he just showed up and was in the fist bump zone to see what that was all about. I got texts from players later going, did I just fist bump the owner a few hours ago? And, but he's been to Guildford. He's been to Belfast twice. So this is a man who's very switched on. So I should make it very clear as well. When I speak, I'm speaking from what he's saying. This is a long-term project. There's no magic wand. There's going to be no knee-jerk reaction. He believes that you build through culture and treating people properly. Darian Craighead recently had a family emergency, and unfortunately, you know, it's something we all go through. Like, I'm from Canada as well, so I know sometimes you have to go home. It's not nice. Darian, we took care of that. I know there's probably another player that's going to have to go back, and I'm not going to speak about it, but there's another player who's had a family tragedy. We've had 2 guys in that win on Sunday who were playing that probably shouldn't have been playing because of sickness and bumps and bruises, but they stepped in knowing that, you know, there's guys that are more injured, like Assange. So the culture is there. It's starting. And guys in the back office, Gareth, yourself, David Sinclair, taking care of the tickets. This is a really good team that's really passionate about the brand. And I'm learning so much because you guys have been a part of this for a lot longer. But I think we should also say what's gone before. And if you're upset that you weren't answered before on social media, just because we don't answer you doesn't mean nothing's changed. This is a big update here, right? And maybe we'll do this more. And I know that Mickey wants us to be more updating, but we have been through the ringer, and it goes back to, sadly, Mike Hammond and that news. And it seems to have been a little bit of a snowball. So we're being tested, but I think to be 4 points off of first place with all the things we've been through and we're through in the cup, it's going in the right direction. And you and I, especially when we lose, we feel just as bad as the players and the coach, but trust me, Jason Morgan and Jeff Batta, they're working 7 days a week. Whenever I'm over there, there's not even time for the coffee because they're constantly working. And maybe they should probably have a day off and step away from the video, because sometimes I feel like when you're in it, you just need to step back a little bit. But our coaching staff, our backroom staff, Red, even though he's a Newcastle fan, everyone is working their tails off to make the Clan what we all know it can be.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, maybe it's something we can do a better job of is being more transparent about the passion that exists here. Because I tell you what, no one will be more emotionally charged than I will be when we lift our first silverware, except maybe potentially Gareth, to be honest with you. We've been through the ringer here as well. But, you know, to have Mickey come in and to speak to him about his vision, and I know he'll share that as time goes on as well. Yeah, like, it's genuinely really exciting. I'm really looking forward to what we can do here. It does feel a wee bit like season one. I mean, I'm right in saying this, Murph, but Mickey wanted to buy the club years ago, right? This has been a wee bit for him as well. Before we had the arena business as well. So that
it's been in the background.
I hope people can appreciate, I mean, you've been working on that for a long time with Mickey. I mean, he must have had a lot of belief in you about why this was the right kind of club. And I think maybe since the Champions Hockey League, you know, like, you had a real taste of a Clan fever, you know, after that. This has been kind of working in the background, you know.
Yeah, there's going to be more nights like that. And that's a good point. I mean, Mickey has certainly been a hockey guy for a long time. First guy to buy the NHL rights in the UK and Ireland. And it's grown from there. He sponsored the Elite League, whether it was the Premier Sports Elite League or he had it on Free Sports. So this is a guy that cares. So when you're shouting into the void, the small minority that thinks we're not, you know, being transparent, we apologize. But there's a lot going on in the background. It's building culture. And as you said, it's something that's been going on for quite a while to try and get to this point. So whether it's social media, and we all know, look, people have their opinion. And I have my opinion. And my opinion is that we can all be far too quick to judge and be negative on social media instead of taking a step back and having a look at all the good things. Like, Clanadonia doesn't happen by accident, and they don't come for free. And so to have things like that, you know, it's the old saying, we can have nice things. And that's where we're going.
Yeah, and there's more to come as well, which is great. And I think the one thing I personally feel like I'll take on board is I do think we can maybe do more in terms of transparency. But I also do think, I would hope as well, people appreciate that there is a level of professionalism where you're like, some stuff just gets kept behind closed doors because that's the professional way to do things, because they can be misinterpreted. I mean, you've alluded there, Murph, to a few things that have gone on with the playing staff this season, and it's private, but there's reasons for it. And it's like, but they definitely, I would like to think that the players feel very well looked after this year. That's something that Mickey and as you come in stressed really highly, and it's something that is part of Morgie's DNA and the way he looks after a team. And I tell you what, they don't want to disappoint their head coach. You know, it's there is a good relationship there, and I think that's why we're seeing them going from strength to strength at the moment. It's frustrating because sometimes it looks like things have taken two steps forward, two steps back, but I know it's more than that. I know we're moving things forward here all the time. We wouldn't have got attendances like that on a Sunday, you know, a few years ago. We wouldn't have been able to have the match night showing that we're looking to do. I can't wait for the big screen to be in, like how that's going to add to the match night beginning and just the interactivity we've got. But we've had to kind of plan for that anyway, even though it's delayed. So we've had to kind of make space for that in the match night. But look, it's all coming. And once we've got this stuff in place, Murph, we'll have it and we'll be able to move on to other things. I'm really looking forward to opening up the kind of, we've got ideas for the skate hire area, because I know it's a big pinch point up here in the foyer, but we've got ideas for a bit of an Alpine German market down there. And we've got the ice cream and the coffee down there. By the way, if Nick, you don't want to queue for a beer, upstairs, go for a beer down there. No one's going at the moment.
Yeah.
So we'll get better with their communication as well.
We should also mention our webcast is $12.50, and that was the owner saying we are not charging £15 or £16 for a webcast. We're charging $12.50. We've got the Christmas single because part of the ethos is charity. You've always done that, but Mickey wants us to give back the Erskine Veterans Home. That's something that's really important to Jake Bolton and to the club as a whole. So there's a lot of positives in that. That will only continue to grow as time goes on. And I think once we get a Charlie Combs back in the lineup and we start to see the things we hoped about when those signings were made, it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's still a lot of hockey to be played. We won't apologize either for, I believe a lot of people have called, oh, will you promise us a top four team? Well, I didn't know the season was over yet. So if you can predict, if you can predict where we're going to be in April, please send me on the lottery numbers. If you can predict the future, we're working towards a cup run, a playoff, or we're working towards success. There's no magic wand and there's no one's given right. Look at the parity in the league right now. Everyone is recruited well. Everyone is much better than maybe we would have thought.
Yeah. Well, you want a team that on its day can beat anyone in the league. And I think we do have that. I think you look at the team and you go like, do you know what? I go into every game hoping we're going to win. Like going, oh, do you know what? If that works, we can win tonight. And I tell you what, there was just something about it on Sunday. I know we had a really a disappointing night, the night before it and in the Wednesday before it. But I tell you what, I was remembering the weekend before that, where you're like, oh my gosh, we just beat top of the league. She had a 4-point weekend. And I just had a good vibe coming into something, despite the injuries. There's a, an extra couple of bodies we lost.
And the sickness.
I was like, do you know what though? Like they are a positive bunch in there. And it's, it's credit to the coach that, really, that he's got that optimism. Like, but I think we definitely could do a better job of kind of showing that passion now. Look, again, this is a little bit why we're talking now, Murph, right? And I loved Morgie's interview on Sunday because that showed that as well. And then you're right, there's Jeff, there's Bats. Used his contacts to help us expedite Combsy's recovery because he's so important to us as well. So I'm really excited. And we can do more of this, and we can take some questions. And because I know people have lots of things that they'll want to answer.
Well, there's a few things in the pipeline where we're going to get to know players better. There is our own podcast with Craig Anderson. Full credit to Craig Anderson, the media officer. He's working hard behind the scenes. A lot of content comes out through him, and a lot of things we'll start to build on. Because we face so much adversity off the ice and trying to get guys in and trying to get guys medical attention and trying to get guys home for family emergencies, unfortunately, a little bit of the things that we'd like to do, whether it's a sit down with a player, have gone by the wayside. So now we need to try and do a little bit of a better job on that. I think we're at about
that as well. Murphy, we came in, used to kind of do our clan show videos and stuff like that. And I know this is like your expertise as well. And we've got Craig. We've got a lot of talent back here that we should be utilizing and getting the most out of the players again. It's just been that busy. Although doing the Christmas single has excited something in me. I might just become an exclusively Christmas hockey related singer from now on.
Well, hopefully it's going well. I think you were doing well in the charts. Yeah, you're a better singer than I thought you were. For people that don't know, it's actually you singing that song. It's not It's not Cody Soul, despite his love of music. It is all.
Oh, the B-side, I don't know if people even call it B-side anymore, but that's what Norman, who wrote the song and did a cracking job of writing the song. But there's a instrumental side where the guys will do their Christmas messages. Definitely worth, please buy it because it's for a good cause, but at least get on Spotify and listen to Cody Soul's fantastic Scottish accent. Fantastic. Scottish accent.
he's been great for us, but I don't know if accents are his thing. So in wrapping up, let's throw it out there again. We've updated on the injuries. We've updated on the positives, the scoreboard, some plans for like the Christmas market village downstairs and stuff like that. We've talked about trying to bring guys in and get guys to Canada if they need family support and all that. We've tried to do things the right way. So maybe keep an eye out for our own podcast, maybe a little bit more with the players and getting to know the players. But no one thing. There's a lot of passion from the ownership. I speak for the owner. There's a lot of passion to win, and there's a lot of passion for this to be done the right way for a long time, not just today and win today and not worry about next year. This is a long-term plan, and everyone behind the scenes is definitely buying in, and that includes the coaches. The coaches have done a fantastic job. The players have done a great job battling through injuries, family tragedy, everything else you could think of. I sometimes wonder in the morning what's going to be waiting. Huh?
Oh, look at this for a season off the neutral bench. This is a gear shift for you, isn't it? You've always been the guy, the conduit around the league. You can talk to people, but now you've picked a side. How are you finding it?
Yeah, I'm getting grayer by the day. No, I loved it. I'm getting grayer because of a house renovation and two small kids in the run up to Christmas. Oh. But look, in closing, because I know you're busy. I know I've got another call here with Clan Business. But we're 100%. Excited about what's going on. We want to update more. We will, but we also won't. Take on the lowest common denominator and be yelled at or swore at online as well. So we know that most of our fans come up and speak to us and enjoy it. But you have to sometimes realize that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and we're doing our absolute best to get us to where we need to go. So we don't answer every tweet or X or whatever it's called now, or every Instagram. I don't even have Instagram. But if we don't answer everything, especially if it's sort of abusive nature, we apologize. But our staff, backroom, our coaching staff, our playing staff, our equipment staff, our media staff are all working tirelessly and are passionate and are just as upset about a loss as anyone out there, a member of the Purple Army.
100%. Stay kind and stay passionate. That's the message, isn't it?
That is the message, and for now we'll take a little step back because we probably wanted to do 10 or 15 minutes. We're probably on 30 here. Hopefully it's a good watch. And again, reminder that the Christmas single is out there, and we're back in action this Friday. So get your tickets, and also the webcast 12:50. Craig Anderson and Barry McKenzie this Friday. I'm in Finland on other business, but we will continue to update. We'll do a better job of that. And everyone in the run up to Christmas, mind yourselves. And if you're around the arena, say hi. Don't get in people's faces in McDonald's or outside the subway in Belfast, which has been an experience I've had recently. Let's, as Jerry said, let's all be kind and realize that we're all doing our best.
Let's have a clantastic Christmas, eh? There's another pitch.
Clantastic Christmas. All right, Jerry, take care, bud.
Cheers, Murph.